1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Rene Carmouche coming to you live with prayer power. Praise the Lord. Everybody out there, you did not tune in just by accident or coincidental. It is definitely what God wanted you to do. He has moved you to this program to hear something good, because the gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I hope you're blessed. And if you're not blessed, you're going to be blessed. Because the moment that you hear the word of God, it will penetrate your heart, because it's sharper than a double-edged sword. You'll pierce right through your heart and take things out that don't belong there and put things that do. Praise God. That's the word of God. I want you to know that today is a powerful word that will come unto you. It is a topic that most people are looking at and go through their whole entire lives. And that is your choice. What is your choice? Is it predestination to the things that happen to you? Or is really your choice? Or do you have any choice in life? Those are the questions that we are asking you out there. Do you have a choice? Did you have your choice today to turn me on or to turn it off? Whichever it is. But God is saying, what's your choice? Or do you have a choice? Or God making it happen and not you? Folks, these things that we look at, are we blaming other people about making the right choice and end up making wrong choices in life? How can we make the right choice? These are questions that are going around in our minds, and we're trying to find out, was it me? Was it my mistake? Was it really my choice that got me here? Or was it God's choice? Do I have a choice in this? Glory to God. Those are the things that we're looking at today. But I hope that you call the number. We have a number here that you can call. And if you need prayer, anytime during the program, it doesn't matter. You're not interrupting the program, folks, and when you do call while we're speaking. And so anytime you'd like to call, call the number 484-2500. That's 318-484-2500. If you're very local, so don't forget that. We'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to pray with you. It is an opportunity that you have right now to be able to pray. And that's an awesome thing. God gives you a chance, somebody to pray for you or to pray with you. And that's important. Glory to God. That would change the situation that you're in. So I know that everybody out there has a problem. There's no doubt about it. We all go through things. You're having problems now. And whatever it is, I'd love to pray with you and believe that God will change the situation. So if you have a chance, call the number. I know some of you are crying out there. Some of you in bondage. Some of you need help. Some of you who are on drugs and alcohol, you're addicted. You can't get off of it. You're miserable, and you need help. Or some of you, your family's torn apart. You've been separated from your spouse. All kinds of things has happened to you. And we can pray and believe God to restore all of that back to you. And it will happen if we just believe. But we're going to pray. You know, I'm here to pray with you. God is awesome God. While we begin to discuss choices that we make, anytime you want me to pray with you, we're going to pray. There's no doubt about it. So call the number when you have a chance. And if you're way out there, don't forget, it's 1-877-464-2500. And we'd love to hear from you. Remember the choice. God said it in his word. Joshua, if we go to Joshua 24, the Bible talks about it. And I love it the way Joshua talks about it. He says, and if it seemed, that's in verse 15, It says, and if it seem evil to serve the Lord, wow, choose ye this day whom you are going to serve. Whether the gods which the fathers serve that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me, glory to God, hallelujah, and my house, praise the Lord, we will serve the Lord. He has made a choice to serve God. In fact, he has made a choice in believing that his family is going to serve God. That's a good choice. That's the right choice, in which you stand upon the word of God the moment that you state the word of God in your life and believe it. That's the right choice. Glory to God. Don't say the word and not sure if it's going to come true, but say the word and believe that God will come through. So just remember, you are going to make choices today, and you're going to make a lot of choices all day long. And you pray and hope that you make the right choices. Sometimes people will influence you to make the wrong choices. Sometimes, well, we know the devil's going to try to influence you, and he's going to use people to make the wrong choices in your life. But you were out there. We're asking the question about making choices. Do you have a choice today to live or to die? That's your choice. Your choice, whatever you want. God will not touch your choice. God is looking at a people that want to make the right choice and say, today I'm going to make the choice that I will serve God with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all of my strength. So you are out there. You need to be able to stand and say, today I'm going to make the right choice. Joshua was influenced by the word of God in making right choices. And you are out there, you're making a lot of wrong choices because you're under the influence of people who do not know the word of God. Now, it's not their fault, okay? It's your fault. Don't try to blame other people. Don't try to blame the devil, glory to God. He's just an influencer. You have the right to make the choice. If we recall way back into the beginning of time, where Adam and Eve were placed in a garden, and God gave them a choice, folks. And you out there is the same way. He put you in this world, and he said, now you living in it, you are going to have to make your choice. Me or the world? Me or the devil? That's what he's saying. Right or wrong? And we've seen what happened in the Garden of Eden. Eve was influenced by the devil, which influenced Adam as well. We see how there's a lot of influence that is taking place in this world. And it's evil. And it makes you do the wrong choice. And you are there. You need to make the right choice with God. And Adam and Eve made the wrong choices, and it devastated humanity that was coming into this world. It devastated everything. So you and I have to learn to make the right choices, because Adam and Eve, they were just trying to blame everybody. Glory to God. Adam was like that. He said, you know, and God is talking to Adam. Hey, well, what did you do? Why did you do this? He said, well, the woman made me do it. And then the woman said, hey, the devil made me do it. Ain't nobody can make you do anything, folks. I can assure you one thing. You need to learn how to make the right choice with God. You can try to blame everybody else. You can probably try to blame, oh, my daddy, you know, did this, and my daddy did that to me, and that's the reason why I am what I am, and I don't believe in God, or I don't want to serve God, and I blame God for it. No, you can't blame no one but yourself. You have a choice, and that's it. It's the bottom line. So you are out there. You need to learn how to make the right choices, and it's with God. And when you begin to make the right choices, then things will work out for you. Glory to God. God will make sure of that. And you out there, you need to be able to make right choices. The choice of praying is very important too. Making the right choices. You out there, you need to call. I'd love for you to call. I'll pray with you at any time of the program. Call the number 318-484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. Wherever you're at, call the number. We'd love to hear from you. We'll pray with you. We're going to knock the devil out. There's no doubt about it. We'll get him out of your way, but you need to take a stand in making right choices with God. God said, pray always. Glory to God. Put your faith at work. Pray. When you begin to pray, that's faith, folks. When you begin to pray, that's faith. You got to learn how to pray. And that's why God said, pray always and as much as you can in your life. Don't stop praying. That's making right choices. And God will help you to make the right choice. And he said, if you need to make a choice and you're not sure what to do, call upon me and I will direct your path. And don't try to lean on your own understanding, as in Proverbs 3 talks about. He says, don't lean on your own understanding, but acknowledge me, acknowledge my word, and I'll direct your path. And that's what God is doing for you right now. He wants to direct your path. He's known as the Wonderful Counselor, folks. So remember this, that God is looking for a people. You are out there. He's chosen you. But you got to make the choice. Glory to God. He's chosen you as a children of the Most High God. You got to make the right choice. Call upon him right now. Call that number, 484-2500. We'll pray the devil out of your life, out of your family, out of your body, whatever, your health, out of your mind, because that, you know, that devil just influencing you, and you need to get him out of your life and put the word of God in your life. So call the number 318-484-2500, and I believe that God wants you to make the right choice. And the only way that can ever happen is by calling or leading to the word of God, of course. By calling upon God, calling upon God, calling upon God. So you're out there. When you get a chance, we want to pray with you. Or if you got to come in about God, you know, I'm just excited about God because God has done a great thing. He's done a great thing for me. And if you choose God, like Joshua said, it's for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that's what God is calling upon you, to serve him. Make the choice now. Make it and believe God. Say, God, I'm going to serve you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength. I want you to come into my life. You need Jesus. That's the choice that you got to make right now. If you haven't made that choice, you need to make that, because that is the number one choice that you got to make in your lifetime, is asking Jesus to come into your heart and to save you from ever going to hell, because that's what is going to happen to you if you make that most important choice right now. If you make that choice for God, then you're going to heaven. But if you make the wrong choice and do not include God in your life, then you'll end up in hell forever and ever and ever. That's what's going to happen to you. And I know some of you haven't made that choice yet. And you need to make that choice and say, Jesus, I need you to come into my heart. I need you to come into my life and change my whole life. There are a lot of people out there, you need to make the right choice. Call the number, and we'll pray with you. We'll pray with you. If you're not saved, we'll pray with you. And ask God to come into your heart and life and change your whole entire life, because God is listening to your heart. You want to do the right thing, but you can't. It's very difficult. You're in a bondage. But God can help you to make the right choice.